Last time we were together, we were taking a look at the simply horrible conditions that were taking place in a nursing home in Andover, New Jersey. Literally during that conversation, more new horrors were revealed. A little backtracking on this. Earlier this month, New Jersey State Comptroller ID'd this nursing home in Andover as one of the state's 15 worst nursing homes. Based on its continuous one-star ratings by federal regulators that the watchdog agency said had led to few of any serious consequences, and number of lives lost to coronavirus continues to climb, even after the May 2020 federal enforcement action found major lapses in patient care and failures in infection control practices amid the pandemic, which by then had claimed at least 66 lives that can be classified as death by COVID. State Health Department officials say there have been 109 confirmed COVID-19 deaths among residents at Woodland and its sister adjacent facility, Limecrest Subacute and Rehabilitation Center, since the pandemic started. COVID is suspected, not lab confirmed, in the deaths of another 26 people. And you add to all that, the leader of a federally funded legal group that advocates for the human, civil, and legal rights of those with disabilities, also charged at Woodland Behavioral, was operating like an, in their terms, unlicensed psychiatric hospital. That came from Gwen Orlowski, who is the executive director of Disability Rights New Jersey, said the nursing home confines nearly 200 residents diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries like mental illness, developmental disabilities, or recovering from strokes on a locked floor where they live three to a room in a space that's visibly dirty and smells like a restroom in Central Park. Does that kind of nail the description down? Yeah, okay, good. Just we're on the same page here. She's urging the state to take immediate action, saying some residents should be moved out and receive supervised care in a group home instead. Even harsher actions, by the way, came from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This through a letter dated February 9th to the nursing home administrator. CMS officials said the facility was not in compliance with federal requirements to continue to participate in the Medicare and Medicaid program. Woodland was given until March 3rd, just around the corner now, to correct what has become a critical situation, or CMS said it, well, may, it's not definite here, but may pull all of its federal funding. Now, if that were to happen, it could effectively shut the place down because it's heavily dependent on Medicaid as well as Medicare reimbursement. Just as an example, last year, New Jersey's Medicaid program paid Woodland and Limecrest $19.8 million. New Jersey has not revoked the license of a long-term care facility since 2018. That was when the state ordered the shutdown of a dementia care home over in Warren County over continuing abuse allegations that the Department of Health found posed a serious risk of harm to the health, the safety, the welfare of the people who were patients there. And while the state has yet to move toward a shutdown officially of Woodland, there might be a doomsday scenario already taking shape. The monitor who was overseeing all this was told to come up with a closure plan for the safe and effective care of residents, quote, in the event of a change of ownership or in the event the department suspends or revokes the facility's license based upon the facility's failure to correct the violations. Now, when state officials were asked about this, the department just wants to ensure planning for all options, was the response. As far as what the ownership of Woodland or any of their spokespeople had to say about this, well, they've came up with something. I quote, Woodland Behavioral is in close communication with the New Jersey Department of Health and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, I bet you are, to ensure that the facility is in substantial compliance with all applicable standards. Patient health and safety remain our top priority. That, according to a facility spokesperson this past week, it's about like the captain on the Titanic telling you, don't worry, it's only a puddle.